And good morning. It's now 6:04. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. Repairs have been ongoing on a water main that broke and caused flooding in downtown Springfield last week. A large portion of the main was replaced. The city water, light, and power officials say the cast iron pipe failed and was replaced with a stronger material. The old pipe was installed nearly 75 years ago. The break left a few hundred people without power as a precaution. The flooding resulted in damage to some neighboring businesses. Monroe Street remains closed between 4th and 5th, and the road will need to be resurfaced. Officials say that could take another couple of weeks. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state doesn't want to sacrifice farmland for data centers, making a stop in Towanda for day one of his statewide Fighting for You bus tour. Pritzker said data center decisions should be made at the local level.
I don't think specifically that we ought to be giving away or selling off a bunch of farmland for data centers.
Pritzker says he's pushing state lawmakers to pass new rules requiring data centers to bring their own power and water. He spoke alongside Christian Mitchell, the Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor, among others. The GOP candidate for governor, Darren Bailey, told Illinois Republicans turnout is key to victory in his second contest against Pritzker. Speaking at the group's annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner in Bloomington last week, Bailey said the stakes are too high to stay on the sidelines.
It is going to be a typical midterm election for the Democrats. And if we don't do our job, it will be a typical midterm election for us.
Bailey joined numerous state-level candidates at that event, including his lieutenant governor pick, Aaron Del Mar, and the U.S. Senate nominee Don Tracy, who is vying to replace Dick Durbin. Moody's has upgraded Illinois' credit rating. It's the 11th upgrade in the past 5 years. The A1 rating is also Illinois' highest since 2011. Moody's cited financial improvement and confidence in the state's management to navigate future challenges. Illinois had experienced 24 credit rating downgrades over 15 years, including 8 during the budget impasse. A man shot by authorities in Granite City last week has died. Officers responded to a report of a man at a home armed with multiple weapons. Authorities say the man refused to comply with commands to put down his weapons. The Illinois State Police, which is handling the investigation, says at some point a Granite City officer and a Madison County deputy shot the man. So we take a look at our weather for today. It's going to be another hot week across the area. In fact, we are under a heat advisory today, and that should last all the way through Thursday. High today of 95 degrees. We'll be looking at 98 for high temperature Tuesday and Wednesday, as temperatures, the heat index rather, could reach well into the triple digits. 72 degrees now at NPR, Illinois.